Why did it just dawn on me? Today is Halloween.
I thought you had said that already.
No, I didn't. Oh, surprise.
Well, I mean, Dylan did just play, "This is Halloween, this is Halloween."
I know, it just wasn't. I was thinking it was still Wednesday or something and that we were leading up to it.
What?
But it just dawned on me. By the way, have you seen it's on social media where people will try to see if they could outrun a fake Michael Myers.
I have seen
that. So they do, like, the kids these days are sprinting to the door. They give them a little head start with, like, their keys in their hand. And I'm like, who still has keys anymore? No, I'm just kidding. A lot of people still have keys.
Tiffany, you try you're to, like,
rich. I'm totally joking. I have a key. I have a key. Yo. I have a key, okay? I'm joking. But I picture someone running up trying to punch in their door code instead of jingling keys trying to escape Michael Myers. But they time it and they see who out of their group would survive.
I would just be running down the street and hold my phone, my garage door app, and have it open it
okay,
up.
Okay, who's bougie
you
now?
Would fumble the phone and drop the phone.
I mean,
no, I wouldn't.
You'd fumble the phone.
You still showed yours, too. I mean,
yeah, but he doesn't get called bougie.
I mean, we
lots of people have garage door openers.
Yeah, that's,
you said on your phone. You said on your phone.
Yeah, it's like a. I mean, it literally was like a $60 purchase.
Oh, I'm just saying a lot of people have.
You have a car without a key fob. I mean, I don't know. I guess it has a chip in your head that just cranks it for you. That's bougie.
I don't have that.
I don't. Yeah, you. I don't know.
I never stayed for the tutorial. I've seen shocking. All right. It's been like 6 or 7 years. All right.
You ever get the hood fixed?
No.
Wow.
If you're new to the show, Bo did me a favor moving a couch for me, and I repaid him by driving into the back of his truck. So
I just love the fact that my truck's fixed. And
you know, I used to blame you a lot for that, but I've been iRacing with him for a while now, and I'm not sure it's all your fault. So I'm just gonna throw that out there. The way this guy's been driving lately, even though it's virtually,
I had one bad race in the last like five. In the last five,
what?
Yeah, that was my fault. One in the last five.
One bad race or one bad incident?
One incident. The race. Hold on. 2 weeks ago, I finished
my whole big.
I finished in a spot that wasn't deserving.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do this.
And it was not my fault. You finished right there with me, and it wasn't your fault either. Is this a racing incident?
I'm not gonna go ahead, Tiff. I'm not gonna comment because I want this to end.
So yeah, make sure
you know I'm right.
Make sure we're all good here.
That's what people that are wrong say, Tiff.
All right. Well, Cowboys Falcons this weekend with the Cowboys, possibly, maybe getting back two key pieces on their defense, and Micah Parsons and Deron Bland. Just to give you some updates, both of those guys did not practice yesterday, with Micah Parsons dealing with an ankle injury and Deron Bland dealing with a foot injury. But if they do get those guys back, does that make you concerned over what the Falcons' offense will be able to do?
Yeah.
Especially with Parsons.
I think that a month ago, and Bo and I just went through the October 3rd down numbers, and I think a month ago I'm a lot more concerned, right? And it sounds to me, reading through the tea leaves, and Mike McCarthy saying that Deron Bland is expected to kind of suit up and practice today, but he still thinks Micah Parsons is going to be off to the side, kind of working with the injured group. If I'm reading through that, I'm saying, okay, Deron Bland may be back sooner than Micah Parsons. I don't know that Deron Bland scares me. Here's what I will say. Kirk Cousins does a great job of getting the ball out very quickly, right? And Deron Bland, known as a guy who likes to jump routes and can get hit by the double move, we don't see a lot of the double moves from this Atlanta Falcons offense, even when we've hit plays down the field. I mean, I guess you could say Kyle Pitts hit a double move on a little, you know, sluggo last week at the top of his route where he shoves a guy off of him. But other than that, we usually don't have terribly long developing, you know, downfield shots the way you see some other teams hit in the NFL. So Deron Bland could be an issue. And look, Trayvon Diggs is the same way. And they kind of like the jump routes and they kind of work in tandem in that. But it doesn't terrify me specifically. And Bo, I'll get your thoughts on this as well. The reason is I expect us to run the ball a lot. They've been very bad against the run. They've been very bad at running it. And our game plan has to revolve around Bijan and Tyler and the efficiency that has been our running game. Needs to be what carries us to victory on Sunday.
I actually think, maybe I'm wrong, maybe you feel differently. I think we always go into a game planning to run the ball. Like, I think this team is its best when you can get Bijan and Tyler Algier rolling, and then you use that and really open everything else up. Now, I think we've done it both ways. I think the beauty, the most complimentary thing I think I could say about Zach Robinson, what he's done so far, is he has stuck to his – he's absolutely stuck to the fact that I'm going to take what they're giving me, and we're going to exploit what they're showing us, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, and we're not going to commit to either one. Like, we're not going to be the guys that bang our head against the wall to say that we had a number hit 49, 51, or 51, 49 the other way on if we run or pass. But I think they come out to begin with most of the time and want to see if they can get traction in the run game.
Well, that's a testament to Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson and what they've done when it comes to the run game this season. You have two guys that you're confident in, so that would be the approach going into every game. I do agree with you.
Yeah, and there, Tiff, they where this offense started and where they're at are is what we tell people, have some patience with teams, right? Early in the season. Tiff, we talked about earlier, going into October, they were 29th in the league in third down conversions at 26%. And that was starting the month of October. They are now 12th in the league at 39.6. You could actually do that, though, with the running numbers. At one point in time, this was one of the worst rushing offenses attacks in the league. They're now at 15th at 120, right at 121. At one point, they were one of the lowest scoring teams. They're now 12th in the league, just a point under 25. And I'm telling you, if you score 25 points a game, you're winning most games.
Yeah. There's some the numbers that I pulled away from Warren Sharp earlier today that kind of back up your point, Bo. And Warren Sharp puts out, after averaging 1.79 points per drive of their opening four games, that was 20th in the league, 1.79 points per drive in their opening four games, Atlanta has now averaged 2.77 points per drive in their past four games. That's third in the NFL, the way you've played over the month of October, which kind of, you know, brings home what you and I were talking about, third down percentage. You also continue to be one of the more explosive running teams in the league. 43.7% of your runs have gained five or more yards. 43.7% of your running plays have gained five or more yards. The highest rate by a mile in the NFL. So while Derrick Henry is hitting home runs and creating explosives, the most efficient running team in the NFL, when you talk about just gaining 5 yards, successful runs, has been the Atlanta Falcons, the highest rate in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Bijan Robinson touched the ball 20 times last week for 106 yards. That's over 5 yards a touch. Now, I know that he had seven catches, but that's still, and he had 13 carries, but that's a good clip. Every time, think about it, every time he touches the ball, you're halfway to a first down. He touches the ball twice in the same series of downs, it's a first down. So tell me teams don't want to key in on that, because I'm going to tell you something, they do.
Yeah.
No, they definitely do, but does it concern you at all that you're getting a Dallas Cowboys team that, this is not my word, but some people would say that maybe they're on the desperate side. Maybe they're thirsty for a win. Maybe this could be what they would deem as a try to get right game.
Yeah, I think they would say it's a must win, back against the wall, to your point. Yeah, it always, first off, every game in the NFL concerns me.
Yes.
And at this point, who was it? What was the nice lady's name that called in, I think, yesterday and said,
Sarah,
and she's like, I'm worried about home games these days.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about road games. Yeah. Should I go travel? And it's a good point, because we have been much better on the road. We've played five home games, and we're 2-3, I think. We're 3-0 on the road.
But to her point, so has Dallas. Dallas has been a better team. They've had the doors blown off of them at home multiple times this year.
Detroit.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, they've had the doors blown off of them at home, so they play better on the road, which, look, you can only take so much away from that. It still comes down to executing, comes down to noise, but I think the way we know that Cowboys fans travel, and what I think we would all expect to see in Mercedes-Benz Stadium I'm hoping that doesn't come to fruition. And I'm hoping the Falcons fans, especially shout out to our guys over in the Nest, that can make Dallas feel like they are an away team when they come to Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, let's have a rejuvenated crowd. We just came off a big road win. Mm. Let's get loud.
Let's support our first place Falcons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. a new starter in Indianapolis. We'll hear from the quarterback that's been benched, or we'll discuss his thoughts on Joe Flacco now taking over. And when we come back here, we will get you all the latest on NFL stuff when we return on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Like one of the ball gowns.
Yeah.
Like I was going to go like.
But you got to talk with an accent if you do that.
Yeah. And it would
Let's hear your British accent. Come on. Come on. Everybody out there. Larry in the truck right now. I hope Larry's back. He hurt his wrist. I hope you're okay, Larry. He's probably driving around. He's like, man, I want to hear Tiffany's. He's a member of the Tiffinites, and he wants to hear your British accent.
I don't think anybody wants to hear that. Kind of along the lines of when you say your good morning. That's how trash it would be.
You don't say. That's about all I can do. And that's not even that good. Mike, you got a British accent?
No, man. Dylan? That's not in the repertoire.
Dylan, I bet you can do accents. Yeah, I know
Dylan's
going to do it.
Dylan's going to do it.
I would say I'm not too shabby at a British accent.
Hey, there you go. That's not bad.
Yeah. Now I need to find my bowl of water somewhere around here.
That's pretty good, Dylan.
You know what somebody told me one time about British accents? Just take the T out of the word and just kind of have a slight pause in the middle of it. And that's exactly what he just did. That's what I heard in that.
Well, I call it water.
Just take the T out of the word, and that's your British accent.
Amy tried to tell me that, like, the Southern accent, at all of our accents, obviously, are derived from British accents.
Yes.
And she's like, if you think about it, the way we say certain words is very, very much like a British accent. I was like, I don't think so. No. We fought them and won.
I've heard that before. I remember reading something that's basically the British accent didn't sound this way until much later in time than like movies represent. So I don't know.
So they didn't always sound like Dylan in the 1400s?
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I'd look that back up.
I could see Dylan could come over there and be like, ball water.
Anybody in any bought water? Right.
That's enough.
Enough of that.
Man, you can't have my water. Toxics without representation? I don't think so.
All right.
Is that the way it went?
Let's just
the colonies.
Just play the music, Dylan.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings
within the huddle on the morning shift.
That was sorry for all your ears out there if you had to suffer through that.
Brutal.
What? Dylan's accent was good. Y'all need to leave him alone. Dylan, you did a good job. Right.
Thank you.
I like it. I think you did good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Mike Bell better watch out. You're going to come for him with the voices.
Maybe
and the accents.
Anthony Richardson can cheer up.
Well, somebody's already came for him.
I was going to say cheerio, but I was like, no, I need to stop. So,
cheerio.
All right. So we know he was benched and going into this week for the Colts. And of course, that was after their loss to the Texans, a game in which he needed to check himself out of the game because he said he was tired. So now Coach Shane Steichen has announced that Joe Flacco is going to be their starter this weekend. So here's Richardson on what he's learned from all this.
He just told me that they were going to go with Joe, you know, and that was that. And, you know, I just had to just take the information and just, you know, just grow.
Did he explain why?
No, not necessarily. You know, of course it hurts. As a competitor, definitely don't want to be told that, you know, you're not the guy anymore, you know, for the upcoming week. But, you know, it's all good. I'm using this moment as an opportunity to grow and just learn from my mistakes.
And I'm pretty sure Steichen came out later and said, no, it's not just this week.
Yeah, he did.
This is moving forward.
But to say he's learned from his mistakes then. So what I'm curious to know, I didn't mean to cut you off, what he looks at as the mistake. Was the mistake not being in peak condition to play in the NFL game? Was the mistake openly admitting
that's a good point
that too. You needed to come out because you were tired?
Yeah.
Fake an injury, dude.
That's what I said yesterday. Like, just grab your knee. You get a calf cramp. You know what I mean? You got a calf cramp.
He knocked the wind out of him.
He wouldn't have been the first one, I'm sure, that would have just grabbed your calf and be like, I got a cramp.
I need a breather.
Yeah.
But don't tell anybody that.
I mean, it's bad optics because of leadership, and that's what he talked about, right?
Here's the problem. Anthony Richardson is going to be affected by where we are at in this world and in the NFL right now. The fact that Anthony Richardson is an extremely talented football player, athlete, whatever you want to say. But he's been thrust into a position that he's not necessarily ready for because he didn't start but maybe like 12 games in college.
You mean playing-wise or
playing-wise?
Leadership?
Okay. Well, I think both, actually. Yeah. Both, actually.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah. And he See, we're in a league where if you draft a guy as high as you draft him, he has to play right away. And that's the way the league's set up now. You just don't draft guys anymore that high and make them sit. And it all now Penix, I know, is one.
I know, but to me it's
a little bit different because they're a team that thought they could win now.
Yes,
and they've got a GM that's been there for a few years, and basically he's built the roster up, and they're like, go win now. Let a guy sit. You won't be here for a while. But the Colts were in a different situation. They had a new head coach come over. The GM had been there a while. And they went and drafted a guy like, what was Anthony Richardson? Like four, three, five, something like that?
Yeah, three or four.
And so you're in that position. You got to win. You sit out all of last year, almost all of last year, because of an injury. What was he doing last year?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. They knew that this was a possibility. Otherwise, why do you go out and sign Joe Flacco? Like, you go out and get Joe Flacco, you let Gardner Minshew walk. You knew that this was going to be a possibility at some point this season. Otherwise, you don't worry about it. Like, if you feel good about Anthony Richardson, you go out and just get, you know, whoever backup. Joe Flacco, you bring him in not only to help Richardson with leadership, with X's and O's, but you also are like, man, it's kind of an insurance policy. Like, we feel like we've got a good team, the quarterback position being the one question mark.
But that was probably centered around health issues, right? Like, you have Joe Flacco, you want a capable backup. It wasn't around your quarterback in what week? Is this week 8 or week 9?
Yeah.
Where he's checking himself out of the game. That's my real question is, we're into week 9 or week 8 when this happened, and you checked yourself out then saying you were tired. So there's... I'm not trying to say something else is going on there. It's just very interesting to me that you've played through most of these games because we have seen Flacco before, but you're tired in this one.
Well, I'll say this. Here, you know, it's kind of, first off, I think Shane Steichen and is it Chris Ballard?
Yes, their GM? Chris Ballard's the GM.
He probably, they go, dude, this is a team we can win with, and we need to show, and Steichen definitely, because look at Kevin Stefanski, what he's shown that he can do, that he can make the playoffs without a starting quarterback, and that shows that he can do it. So you give yourself more time, but also the fact that I'm supposed to believe in you, or you, and you're gonna have one play where you run around and you're gonna tap your helmet. That's not, like that makes me think. What does the locker room think about Anthony Richardson? Mm. And I know that
not good.
And look. You can name all types of mobile quarterbacks that have not tapped their head after a big scramble. And this guy does. It just doesn't all like make sense, but if you want to read between the lines, it all does make sense.
And before we move on too, Steichen, the coaching though has been there. You did it with Gardner Minshew. You were kind of knocking on the door a couple, what, seasons? Like two
last
seasons?
Last season.
Gosh,
you actually had a
Minshew's been everywhere. So, yeah, you had a shot and when Richardson was out. So well, I just wanted to point that out.
Here's what I'll say, and my last thing is quarterbacks don't do as much conditioning-wise during practice as other positions do. But I know you've seen it, and you've probably seen it too, Tiff, where how many times you see Matt Ryan and the quarterbacks, Chris Redman, be whoever it was, stay after practice and run half-gassers, full-gassers, hundreds, whatever it is, and make sure they get that conditioning in. And Matt wasn't running 50 yards on a scramble either. You know what I mean? So it's interesting to me, and it shows a lack of maturity. And I just throw it out there. Like, to me, it's just an absolute lack of maturity and understanding of the situation you've been and what you've been given. All right. And I think that Joe Flacco has a lot of, I don't know, you know, I think he's thankful for where he's at. I'll just say that.
And there's no doubt he can come back from this, Richardson. I mean, this is a growing moment.
Sure.
This is a growing moment.
Like we said, top draft pick.
Look at a guy like Geno Smith has had his ups and downs in the NFL, and now he's that guy up in Seattle. So he can definitely come back from this.
Before we go, the peace has been restored in Arlington with Cowboys Trevon Diggs making up with the reporter Mike Leslie of WFAA. You guys might have seen the exchange on Twitter where Leslie had criticized Diggs, and Diggs basically saying, you don't know what you're talking about, and some other choice words that he used there. But now Diggs has apologized to him. They made peace. great social media moment. It's done.
Yeah, I heard
social media moment.
I did hear Trayvon was on Micah Parsons' podcast and just said, you know, I was emotional. I was heated.
Yeah,
I get it.
But also, he explained the play to him because Leslie was criticizing his effort. He's saying, actually, I was slow playing tight end, 49ers, George Kittle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg, as some people would call him. You know what? The other thing that popped in my head is I wonder if there was some point that Trayvon had just heard news about his brother.
Nah, I don't think so. It's hard for me to say that. I don't know. I'll say this. This is what bothers me.
Because that would put you in an emotional mood, I'd have to think.
What we're not questioning Anthony Richardson's effort in the play. It's a want to stay in at that point. When you question guys' effort like that guy did, Trayvon Diggs, hey Mike, you know that Tiff, you both were athletes on a higher. That hits. That's like someone questioning me saying, well, you don't do this, you don't put in the work. That there's nothing that hits harder with someone that's competitive when you question their effort, you know?
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. The Hawks come up short to the Wizards, and we've got a mic'd up.
I got a menu item that has debuted here recently at one of my favorite establishments. And I got to tell you, man, left me shaking my head. I've never wanted to try something more that so many people think is disgusting. Talk about that on the other side. Coming up on Mic'd Up. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
We are back here on the morning shift this hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer in your home today, and start packing. And when is the last time you guys have seen this movie?
Huh. The OG?
The OG.
It came on a while back on TV, and I was watching some of it. I mean, I didn't watch it all the way through. It's been a long time since I've watched it all the way through.
I have seen it. By the way,
are you sure?
But it's been long time, like since my childhood. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it. But
what do you do like when on a rainy day?
You mean what did I do on a rainy day? I don't know, 30 years ago? Is that the question you're asking? Because that's when most people would have seen this movie for the first time. So
for the first time,
you brought up Goonies earlier. It came out in 85. I wasn't even born yet. So I. What do you mean, what I do?
Well, I was two.
What
when
year
I,
you were?
87.
Yeah, but just like you're.
God, you're my brother's age.
I can't.
Mm.
I
mean,
you don't watch movies.
Sorry, man. I don't know. What do you want me to. There's a million movies like that. I can't play catch up mode my whole life.
Yeah, but I mean, The Goonies is a classic. Like, it's not like I asked you about some random ass independent film. Like, The Goonies is a cult classic. You know? I hurts, man. I
almost started banging your fist like a certain coach that you.
I know. I almost became a fake Brian Kelly. Like, right. I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of being here with you not seeing these movies, Mike.
Yeah, sorry, man. Jeez.
All right. Before we get to Mic'd Up, the Hawks, who were short.
We're sitting here again.
They fall to the Wizards. So basically, the Wizards swept the home and home series against the Hawks. They won 121-119 on Monday, and then last night 133-120.
Yeah, the Hawks obviously riddled with injuries.
Yeah.
Riddled with injuries. Dyson Daniels is out. DeAndre Hunter out. That's really two of your starters probably. And then Bogey, who's one of the best six men in the NBA, and also another ball handler, which you were short on last night. Here's the thing, though. I'm having trouble excusing what the Atlanta Hawks looked like. A number of times last night, specifically on defense. I mean, at one point in the third quarter, middle of the third quarter, you're up by 9 points, right? And by the middle of the fourth quarter, you're down by like 17. The wheels absolutely came off, the midpoint of the third quarter. I thought that at times they looked very good. I thought that Trae Young looked rested in the first half. And obviously when you're shorthanded, it's going to...
Two starters.
Yeah, when you're down a couple of starters, things are going to look different and you're going to get tired faster. But even down two starters, you cannot tell me that they should have been swept in a matter of 3 days by the Washington Wizards. I'm sorry. They're favored by Vegas by 5.5 going into this game. They're better than Washington in almost every facet, or should be. But defensively, they looked bad. I mean, they looked bad a number of times. So I thought Zachary Risacher did some good things. I thought he was honestly... From what I saw in the moments that I saw in the second, third quarter, I thought he was probably your best defender. And that's unfortunate because he's a rookie. I know he's the first overall pick, but I had a bunch of questions.
They allowed
this game,
76 points in the second half alone.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Look, I can't believe I'm the one that's going to say, it's hard for me to kill this team with you've played what, 3 games in 4 days. 2 of those were on the road. You're missing what, 4 guys? I cannot unsee what I just saw on TV with Bill Belichick.
Please do it. What? Do it really quick.
He's wearing the Ryan Clark multicolored jacket where one side is the other. Like, what are we doing here? What?
Hey, Dylan, can we do mic up? All right, we got to talk about the old Picklewich. First of all, do you guys like Jimmy John's? Are you Jimmy John's fans?
Yeah,
I
do like
Jersey Mike people, or what's the deal? Where does it go to sandwich?
Firehouse is my top. But I do like Jimmy John's. Their sandwiches are freaky fast, and they're pretty good.
They are fast. Oh, wow.
Okay, when I have been there, I think it's number 3. It's a Turkey Tom, which sounds bland, but then also it's either all or nothing. I flip that now. Nothing or all, because what's the Italian?
There's an Italian nightclub.
Like 10. I think it might be a 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my other go-to.
Okay, so Tiff, I'm curious this from you, because my wife, when we go to Jimmy John's, she loves Jimmy John's. She gets the bread scooped out. Have you ever heard of this?
So I have heard of it.
They take like the ice cream scoop and they take the bread out of the middle, right? Is that something you would consider doing?
I don't, people are either doing it to not eat so many carbs, I guess,
yeah,
but I'm like,
the
that's kind
thick.
Of.
It's a thick French bread sometimes that can, it can overwhelm you.
Or it's just too thick. So,
right.
I don't do that. What I have done is the lettuce wrap before, or I just straight up eat the sandwich with.
Lettuce wrap, huh? I've seen people do the lettuce wrap at Five Guys, but that's neither here nor there.
It's a little bit weird.
So the question is, do you guys like pickles? Because I love pickles.
I do.
Massive pickles.
And every day downstairs, there's pickles. They're the only thing that are left in I guess you want to call it a vending machine, whatever that we have downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
The pickles are there. And I'm tempted to because, they alleviate cramping. They're
sure.
Great, right?
Yeah, sure.
Pickle juice is the
salt content. High sodium content in some of those pickles.
You worked out.
Well, are you
a
pickle guy?
Yeah, but I'm a pickle guy on my burgers and sandwiches and stuff. I don't just like randomly eat pickles.
Oh, I'll randomly eat pickles.
I'm not the guy that just goes into the dill pickle or the long tube pickles.
I'll buy a jar at home and have a pickle every now.
All right, so by now you probably understand what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, it's gone viral. Jimmy John's has come out with the Pickle Witch. And what it is it's 2 halves of crisp Jimmy pickle is what they call it, with the sandwich put in the middle. A Jimmy pickle.
A Jimmy pickle.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange.
That's a little bit strange. Funny.
They have 2 options. They've got the turkey Picklewich, which is turkey, provolone, lettuce, and tomato, or the Vito Picklewich, which I'd probably go with. Salami, capicola, provolone, onion, tomatoes, oil and vinegar.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer them, but my main question is, would you try it?
I would take a bite.
Okay.
The picture when you sent this, is it misleading? Are the pickles really that large? Are they the size of a? It can't be, or else they're not natural pickles.
Was that a Jimmy pickle or a Vito pickle?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know if they're like slicing them extra to where they kind of flatten them out a little bit, or how they actually make it the size of the bread, or the size of a normal piece of bread, but. I got to tell you guys, I'm going to try this today, and I am extremely excited to do this.
Are you getting it for free?
No.
Oh, you're going to, okay.
What is that? Are you that bougie to where I got to get the food for free?
No!
What do you mean?
What is this attack on?
I don't know. It's like an influencer thing. I don't know. Why would I get it for free?
I'm saying, I don't know if I'm going to go pay for that.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Jeez, the shots fired.
No, I don't like.
Morning.
No, I just want. I'm. I think it sounds like a good thing. I think it sounds like a
Excuse
great.
Excuse me, I go get in my Rolls Royce and pull out of here with my Rolex.
I'm just entry and stuff.
Look, jeez. I'm just curious if people out there have tried this and what their thoughts are, and if they haven't tried it, would they be willing to go do it? Because I think it sounds really good, even if you have to pay for it. I'm gonna go try it today and try it out. I love pickles. I actually did the craze of 5 years back where it was the pickle and peanut butter sandwich. Mm. Pickle and peanut butter. And guess what? I loved it.
I figured. Yeah, I think you told us this before.
It was so good. So I'm not really big on some of the food trends that come around. Like I wasn't, going to Popeye's every 3 days to get the chicken sandwich and all the other answers that people had to that. But this one's going to be – I'm going to try this one out. So I'm excited about it.
Hmm. Well, if you want to give us your thoughts on this new pickle sandwich from Jimmy John's, and if you would try it, you can do that by calling us for the wake-up call at 404-726-0929. 1-800-919-3776, or you can weigh in on if the Falcons can still get it done against the Cowboys if they have back Micah Parsons and maybe Deron Bland as well. Give us your thoughts on this matchup next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.